Power Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brickman. You're listening to the Power Hour Radio Show. A lot of news. Obviously, it's been a little while since we've been on. Lots going on. Uncle Kevin is going to join us later on. Joseph Meyer, we're going to talk about financial markets and just whatever's on Joseph's mind. Really, you know, people like Joseph don't come along and they're not just everywhere. You know, when he talks about following the gold market, and he doesn't talk about it from a theory perspective. He was on Wall Street in the 60s. In the 60s, he was on Wall Street working.
Yeah, that's 1860s. He's one of the first guys who dug up the gold in the California gold.
He struck gold in Idaho in 1860. Oh, glad he's not on. He wouldn't appreciate it. He wouldn't be appreciating that. But either way, he's going to be here. He saw all the gold, what happened in the late 70s with inflation. His experience is invaluable. He's super good at what he does. And then when you combine his experience with it, the kind of temper is you know, logical thinking and analyst view of it, he's very hard to beat. He's very hard to beat. We're very happy to have him on. Okay. We got Uncle Kevin, of course, as you can hear. He wants to talk about the gold rush today, I guess. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
I want to get his insight on how it was crossing the prairies back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Must have been rough.
You didn't say it's a great
day in America, even out in the prairie land.
Yeah, if you didn't say that, we're going to get emails. You got to say that every time now. We got some news, so we're going to go over news. And if you want to call, got anything on your mind, feel free to call.
We've been just going crazy.
A little stir crazy. A lot going on over here, so we appreciate your patience. What would you say the biggest story of the day is? Probably the one that's getting the most attention is this, the case in Minnesota. I don't know if it's the biggest story, but it's certainly a big one.
It's in the headlines all the time.
Well, let's talk about it. What's your perspective on just anything about this case? What do you see?
What do I see? I think he's going to be held guilty. He has to with all the pressure. I think that the jury is just too scared not to find him guilty of something. Are they going to convict him of murder? They might. I would not convict him of murder. I would convict him of manslaughter, indifference to life. But they might commit murder because he did not do CPR after the guy died. Nobody did CPR on him, and I think that's in their bylines, aren't they? You know, if somebody dies, you're supposed to give them emergency assistance or something like that. So they might convict him of murder.
There are so many aspects of this that are just. This whole thing it just stinks to high heaven.
Oh, stinks to high heaven.
So he came into a store. Now, ladies and gentlemen, every one of you, I don't know what the percentage is. Maybe we should look that up. What's the percentage of counterfeit bills are out there? I don't know. 1 out of 100.
There's a lot of them.
There's a lot more than you think there is. So you got a $20 bill. Have you noticed you go to like the Walmart or something like that? And now they used a pen for the $100 bills. Now they're using it on $20. Have you seen that?
I've seen it do it to $10. I said, you got to be kidding me on a $10 bill. He says, that's what I've been told. We got to do the $10 bills. So.
Okay. So that tells you something that this is pretty prevalent. So he had a counterfeit bill. The store owner there. I don't know. Did he use the pen? I still am not. There's so many things I'm not clear of. How did he know it was a counterfeit bill? Did he use a pen?
I don't know.
Now, here's the other part. He called. He's supposed to call. The police are not supposed to respond to this.
They are not supposed to respond to it. It's supposed to. The FBI is supposed to respond to it. He can call the police to hold the guy up there, but the police are not supposed to do anything. The FBI are supposed to come in and take control of any kind of forgery.
So already this – I mean, can you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, you go to a store and I mean, I still don't know. Did the store owner say, "Hey, you, that's a counterfeit bill.
Yeah.
Give us another." I still don't know that. So how did this all? It's so odd. I don't even know what to say.
And then, how many people would call the cops on them? I think I wouldn't call the cops on them. I would just say, "Hey, yeah, give me another bill." That, you know, and tell them, you know, that's fake, you know.
Maybe they're required, you know, if they find, you know, maybe businesses are required for their license. I don't know.
You know,
I don't know.
You don't want to get the government involved in anything because they make, you know, you can innocently come across the counterfeit bill and they could make a big deal about it. So I wouldn't call the cops on them, you know.
All right, we have a caller. Maybe they want to comment on this. This is who is it? Is it Chase or Chance? What'd you say, Todd? Chance in West Virginia. Well, we'll take a chance.
Hey, buddy.
Good to talk to you live on the air. What's on your mind, Chance?
Yes, hello, gentlemen. I don't know if you've heard about the pastor up in Alberta, Canada.
Yes.
Whose church, Easter church service, they barged in on them, seven policemen and one so-called public health official, and he threw them out of his church. Now, the reason I bring this up is because I'm so saddened to see that in this country, the pastors call the police on parishioners who don't wear face masks, such as that pregnant woman in the Catholic Church with the child in tow. And she was pregnant, by the way. I'd like to know your comments. It saddens me and breaks my heart that many pastors in this country don't have the fortitude to react to these kind of situations, such as that pastor up in Alberta, Canada. Any comments, gentlemen?
Absolutely. The pastors in America, throughout the world, but America in general, I'm not saying all of them. Certainly that's not true. The majority of pastors are basically kept creatures of the state, more or less, to
Absolutely.
One degree or another. Major religions have all gone right along with what the government, quote unquote, requires about COVID for the most part. There's few exceptions that make the news. There's a lot more, you know, in the underground and smaller churches and all that. So pastors in general, their overall worth to the good of our community and the good of our country, I question them, for many reasons, and this is one of them, Chance.
And get a load of this, Daniel. Get a load of this. That newly elected politician, I believe he's a senator in Georgia, Raphael Warnock, I believe his name is.
Yep.
Pastor of Ebenezer Baptist Church.
Yep.
He told listeners that they could save themselves. They don't have to, in other words, they don't have to rely on being saved by Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what's happening in our churches in America? It's a sad, sad commentary on our churches, and it really breaks my heart. Have you heard about that one also?
Absolutely. And again, you know, if we're going to have a discussion like this, my mind goes back, you know, 250, 300 years. People need to understand, literally, not metaphorically, not my opinion. I mean, literally, if you do any historical research, it was the pastors of the American churches that fomented independence. I don't even, to say it's the American Revolution is not even true. It was a war for independence. It's like the Civil War. It's not even Civil War. It's the War of Northern Aggression. Both of those things are true. You can argue with me all you want, whatever. That's what I believe. That's what I'm going to say. The pastors 300 years ago, George Whitefield was one of the most prominent.
Our favorite.
George Whitefield was kicked out of the Anglican Church. He came to America. He started to preach. He was in Philadelphia and preaching to 10 and 15,000 people crowds. Now you got to understand, there's 3 million people in America and he's in one city preaching to 15,000. There's no PA system. Benjamin Franklin didn't believe it. There's a very famous story. Benjamin Franklin didn't even believe, he said that's ridiculous. So the crowd started to grow and he started to outline different areas and kind of count the people in the areas and kind of get an estimate, and he was floored. And so what did George Whitefield tell the American people? George Whitefield told the American people that they have a direct connection to their creator. They do not need to rely on a preacher or the king, that God speaks directly to them, and the king doesn't need to speak for God. They can speak to God. Now, that seems self-evident in America, basically because of people like George Whitefield. That's why that seems self-evident in America, because of somebody like George Whitefield and because of the type of people that came here to America. So that was revolutionary. That concept, that ideal that you are directly connected to your creator, as simple as that seems, it was revolutionary. You think about the Middle Ages, you think about Martin Luther. I don't mean Martin Luther King, I mean Martin Luther from the 1500s. You think about the Catholic Church, you think about the history of oppression and how religion was used. George Whitefield was freeing the American people from the pulpit. He was a rock star, so to speak. So this is very powerful. So when it came time for actual fighting, you know, and America was a very divided place. It was, you know, probably a third were for the King of England, the one to stay under the king. A third wanted independence to some degree or another, not clear cut. And another third didn't care either way, or was kind of indifferent. And it's that small, again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the 3, it's the 15%, you know, like Samuel Adams says, it doesn't take a majority to prevail, but an irate minority willing to set brush fires in the minds of men. So that ideal, when it came time, conviction, what have I said will win the future? The word I've said is conviction. The conviction, the convicted idea that God has endowed you with certain rights, that these rights are unalienable. That means they can't be attached. They cannot be regulated by government. You have certain rights that cannot be regulated by anybody on this earth. That is the American ideal. If you're going to say, what is the American ideal? That is it. Go ahead. Go ahead, Chance.
That was so hard for me to make this call because my heart breaks for what's happening in this country. It saddens me so much hearing this type of action against Christians. And the only way is for these pastors in this country and Christians to stand up to this. We are living in perilous times right now. It seems to me that Christian persecution is on the rise. And it's such a sad thing to see. And that's all I have to say. Thank you so much for taking my call now.
Chance, thank you for calling. Go ahead, Kev.
And it's been a very orchestrated thing since the 70s to take over the churches. The FBI have been infiltrating the churches since the 1970s. They know exactly what they're doing, how to do it, and they've done it. They've neutered the churches. So it's very sad, and it's going to take a lot of church members to throw these preachers out where they belong.
Well, there's a big report that's come out in the past few days about somewhere around, I can't remember, it's 13 people an hour or 13 people a day. I apologize. I think it's 13 people a day. 13 Christians a day are executed for being Christians in the world. 13 a day.
And I heard it's going up.
It is going up. And so this ideal. And Christians are being persecuted because Christians have a... or supposed to, I should say, they have a loyalty beyond this world. So if their loyalty is beyond this world, that's the same thing, you know, the preachers of the Jonas Clark. Jonas Clark was not saying that we disagree with King George. Jonas Clark was saying King George is offending God. And so when the discussion goes from a political discussion to a religious conviction discussion, do you see the all-powerful nature of it? Nothing can trump it. King George is offending God. The government of the United States so often is offending God in so many different ways, violating the rights of his people, of his children. See, there's nothing that can trump that. And you know, Biden can stand up there with 4 masks and Fauci with 4 masks if they want. They're still offending God. And it trumps all their logical and all the debates and all the nonsense. They're offending God. And so that's it. Boom. It's done. So at that level, now your conviction is above any of the transitory arguments. And so that's what carried us through. in 1775 through 1783. That's what carried us through. That ideal. Period. That's it. We hold these truths to be self-evident. Blah, blah, blah. You know the rest. Anything else you want to add about this?
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the story. The U.S. government-funded radio, Free Asia, citing anonymous sources, claiming China torturing Christians to renounce their faith. The U.S. government, which is prosecuting Christians in America for opposing the ruling class, fringe LGBT ideology, and putting propaganda out through the radio free Asia cities. You know, that goes right along with that story.
Christianity
is helping them.
Christianity is incompatible with the social credit system, period.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
It's incompatible. Yes. So if you doubt
that.
They
got to get rid of it.
Right. If you doubt that, just see how China, who is far ahead in all this, see how China is treating Christians. They are kidnapping them and torturing them and trying to get them to renounce the religion and try to.
Or the Uyghurs.
You're right. Or the Uyghurs. It doesn't, Christian or Muslim.
Yeah.
Even
yeah, it
convicted
what
Muslim.
Religion it is. Yeah, it doesn't matter. If you don't toe the line, you go to re-education camp or get executed.
If the state is not your God, then you are a problem, period, to them.
That's right. To them, yeah.
Pastor Wright, I love what Pastor Wright, Covenant Love Christian Center, they're a little outside of Dallas. I mean, you guys know how I feel about him and how I've talked about him. So Pastor Cook, what he's doing with the Black Robe Regiment, trying to reignite that. That's gaining steam. There are a lot of good news. You know, chances.
There's a. Yes.
Go ahead, Kim.
Sheriff Mack, isn't he more busy now than he's ever been?
Yes. I mean, that's basically the message that is the greatness of America.
Yes.
Is that the spiritual message that the preachers were preaching became a codified law. That's what separates America from every country in the world. That's it. I mean, that's it, ladies and gentlemen. And Sheriff Mack, for 10 years, has been, to some degree or another, a voice in the wilderness. At certain periods of real success and making hay. Well, here lately, he can't even get back to his phone calls and his requests. You have police departments.
You have police departments
that are wanting him to come speak to them.
Yes. And I told you that story about Judy. I'll repeat it again. She's done giving money. She has about 5 or different conservative places that she gives money. She's done giving money to all of them except Sheriff Mack. She says Sheriff Mack is the only one who gets things done. All those other people are just talk, please donate, we'll do this. They don't do squat. She sees nothing from them. But she sees results from Sheriff Mack. And anybody thinking about donating money out there, please donate it to Sheriff Mack. He is such a giant among men, just a giant. And he needs our help. He needs that money to get out his word. He needs the money to train the sheriffs. So
he needs money. He needs money to hire somebody else to answer the phone. What Judy is saying is 100% true. You're not going to hear this on CBS News. CNN is not going to tell you this, but we thought there, you remember the one meeting in, Virginia. There was like 75 to 100 people. Very important.
Yes, I remember
Just a little bit later.
I sent somebody down there to help them.
And we've helped that a lot. The Power Hour helped that a lot. You pat yourself on the back. You want to know what you're doing for America? You remember what Power Hour did for America in
that
situation.
That's right. And you can talk to your grandchildren when we take back America and tell them the story.
So then the last one was in Texas. He thought, a little over 100. He thinks his momentum was building. There wasn't. There was 200. Now you got to understand, this isn't 200, just people that heard about this and want to go. These are 200 sheriff's deputies, police chiefs, police deputies, police officers. These are people in positions of law enforcement power to make these decisions. I cannot tell you what that means. That they are sympathetic.
Did those two judges show up that were supposed to show up?
I don't know. I didn't ask them, but I wasn't able to go. And I didn't ask him about that. I will. I talked to him. In fact, yeah, was it yesterday or the day before yesterday? I talked to him.
If two judges go, oh my gosh, can you imagine getting in front of a judge who believes in the Constitution? You got a shot at winning in court.
A judge
today in
was,
court. Today in court, in our courts today, you have just about zero chance of winning.
Well, we're not going to say that because if you hire the right lawyer, you got
well,
enough
you have,
money.
Yeah, you got to have a lot of money.
That's
you
not
go
true.
You're defending yourself. It's lights out. Just hand over your wallet to him.
The so anyway, why is this important? Why am I going on about this? Because there is an underground movement in law enforcement where a certain percentage, it is stopping a lot of these things that you don't even see. Some of the sheriffs we've been working with, one of them particularly. When one sheriff, one person comes out and this is happening and says, we are not enforcing any of these mask mandates. A lot of those who are saying that one way or another were touched by Sheriff Mack. The gun control measure that was stopped in Virginia. I don't know if you remember this, ladies and gentlemen. The governor, the state legislature in Virginia basically passed the most stringent gun control laws in our country that we have ever seen. Ever seen. Red flag laws out the yin-yang, just unbelievable. They were not able to enforce any of them. Any of them, because two sheriffs stood up and organized 70 sheriffs in the area. One of the sheriffs...
Yeah.
Was trained by guess who? Guess who trained him and gave him all the tools to do it? Sheriff Mack did. That sheriff and another one got 70, I think it was 77 sheriffs, I want to say, and they stopped it. It didn't matter what the legislature did. It didn't matter what the governor said. It didn't matter. A sheriff honoring his oath of office. That's America, ladies and gentlemen. Stay tuned. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back. More news on the other side.
This week only, we're offering 10% off all products found at thepowermall.com. That's right, 10% off all PowerMall products through the end of the week. That's 10% off all PowerMall products, excluding all drop-shipped items. Call Jay right now at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or as always, buy from the good guys, buy from thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, offer valid this week only.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
If you eat your Mana food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high-quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. So such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Paramol began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's real good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen, as always. It is a crazy world, but there's a lot of good things happening, and I don't want to get lost. You want solutions, you want, what's the purpose of our show? So many of the health things that we've said, Dr. Rogers, Dr. Group, the different medical minds, certainly Wayne Elliott, the heart drops, those type of products, so important. I don't even know if I should tell you this. One of the listeners called me, and she was bragging, and she wanted to let me know that her account for cryptocurrencies just went over $1 million. And she didn't put anywhere near in that to start with. Not anywhere near. And she was so giddy and her husband was giddy and it made me so happy. I know what it means to be sick. And it makes me so happy when people improve their lives and get better. That's what this show's about. I don't want to sit up here and complain and bellyache. Although we do some of that and do a fair amount, and it's certainly warranted in this world right now. But the other solution,
yes.
Sheriff Mack is a solution. Sheriff Mack is gaining steam. This message, this idea is gaining momentum.
Yeah.
You're not going
like
to hear
back
about
in the
it.
Revolution.
Go ahead, Kev.
Just like the freedom is spreading, just like back in the revolution. And I love that story of the Scots from the English
King Edward the Longshanks.
Edward Longshanks. He's talking about the Scots. The Scots are dirty, smelly. You can't teach them a thing. But the only thing they care about is freedom. I mean, what a wonderful statement to say about a country.
Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. If there's no liberty, there is no virtue. If there's no virtue, there's no truth. If there's no truth, there's no love. And that's why you see these cities collapsing, because liberty's collapsing. So creation, God, love, virtue, morality, all those things are tied up in liberty. They're all interconnected. So law is connected with the spiritual divinity within us in America. That's our greatest achievement.
Law's breaking down all, look at the cities. I mean, they're letting these people riot, destroy everything. They should be shot. They're not protesters, they're rioters.
The Bill of Rights is more important than all of us listening, our physical lives, all of us put together, times many times. I don't know what's more important in this world. I don't know what's more important than the Declaration of Independence, specifically the second paragraph, and the Bill of Rights. Certain parts of the Bible certainly are more important, but if you're talking about our physical lives, there's nothing more important than liberty. And if people want to disconnect the Bible,
we lose our liberty. Thomas Jefferson said, "If we lose our liberty, It's going to take many generations and a lot of bloodshed to get it back. So think about that, you know?
Well,
it's,
and
it's
people...
hanging on. It's hanging on by a thread. We got to take it back now before.
I don't know if take it back is the word. We have to reassert it. We have to like dig our heels in.
Well, reassert, same thing.
We have to dig our heels in. And if people want to separate liberty from their religion, then they don't understand their religion. And if that offends you, I'm sorry. There's a lot of other shows you can listen to. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Bible, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. So where there is liberty, there is the Spirit of God. You could reverse that. They both work. Your religion is directly tied to liberty. What did Jesus come to do? Set the captives free. Freedom, liberty, with the Spirit of God, all these things. Anyway, I've said enough about this. We got a caller, Dave. Dave, I'm not sure where you're from, but you're live on the air on the Power Hour. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, Daniel. It's Dave from in Pennsylvania. With
oh, Pennsylvania. Great.
How you doing, Uncle Kevin?
How you doing? It's another great day in America.
I'm doing good.
Enjoy it.
There you go. Amen. I wanted to call in just for a brief few minutes and or a couple moments here and just share a couple thoughts I've had on my heart with you guys. And, you know, it's funny you're talking about the Bill of Rights. And my question to everybody listening, especially those that really have a conflict with those statements of how important the Bill of Rights are, my question is it not inspired by the Word of God? Therefore, is not also the Bible rewritten that man wrote down inspired by the Word of God? So how could it not be as important?
Well, thank you, Dave. Usually I get calls or emails where people want to try me for heresy for saying that.
Yeah, exactly. Burn you at the stake.
I completely agree. Probably about half the Constitution, you know, scholars differ a little bit, but somewhere between a third and a half of the Constitution, you could trace directly back to the Old Testament, to the Old Testament law, to even the Second Amendment, the idea of the Second Amendment. Where do you think that came from? That came directly from the Old Testament, where every man in Israel it was their duty, not their option. It was their duty to be armed with a sword, like a gun of the time. Now, how revolutionary is that? People didn't carry swords back. The kings and things, they didn't want their people armed. In Israel, every man was commanded to have a sword. Where do you think the Second Amendment came from, ladies and gentlemen? It came directly from the Bible, to give you one example. Anyway, go ahead. Anything else, Dave?
Yeah, absolutely. I wanted to share just the past year. And, well, firstly, I appreciate you promoting CSPOA, and Sheriff Mark and the excellent wisdom and instruction he offers to law enforcement and citizens alike to get educated on the foundation of this nation and the oath of office that public officials swear to, that they work for us. But really, I want to promote the Power Hour and Power Hour Nation, because without you guys, Sheriff Mack would not have any traction. He would not be able to get that word out. He would not influence so many people with the truth if it wasn't for the Power Hour Nation to be on the air and to promote that. And that's exactly how I got involved with CSPOA about 5, maybe 6 years now. But even more important than that is the freedom that the Power Hour gives to the people. Freedom from medical tyranny, freedom from overreach or tyranny from a government, of the knowledge that you guys share on your program. And back a year ago when this COVID thing happened, you know, we were concerned at first with, you know, the numbers people, the medical professionals were saying, the loss of life or potential thereof. And so, you know, we took concern, but we took matters into our own hands. We had silver and we had some other things, some supplements that we knew would support our immune system, would help be antibacterial and antiviral with clay. And so we weren't living in fear. And because we weren't living in fear, we didn't go along with propaganda being promoted out there in the mainstream media. And what happened with me personally was my work, I was working in New Jersey for under a government contract, and they were going to be some of the first ones that start that mask mandate. And I decided to tell my work, all right, put me on furlough because I'm not going to wear a mask. And so they did, and a lot of people were going on furlough because of fear of the virus. I just said, I'm not going to wear a mask. And they said 2 weeks, and then it'll slow the curve. I said, I'll come back whenever this calms down. And then, you know, fast forward a month and a half, and work says, all right, we're bringing everybody back, and we created these new policies. Everyone must wear a mask at all times. And I said, well, that's not going to work for me. I did my own research, including stuff from Sherry Rogers with toxicity and like Detoxify and Die, her book. And so I said, that's going to be detrimental to my health, and I'm not going to do it. And we prayed about it, and my work said, either come back or just give us your 2 weeks' notice or leave. And I was with the company for 19 years, so I walked away from a $120,000 job because I wouldn't wear a mask and started my own business. So,
do you want to share what your business is? Maybe people can support you. I mean, I don't even know if it's a public business. I don't even know, Dave.
Well, I appreciate it. I do security installation systems. And actually, because we prayed about it and because of our confidence in what is truth and because we seek truth, which also is the power our nation is an excellent source of, you know, we prayed about that and God has blessed us beyond belief. I have so much work. It's unreal. Maybe a little too much, but you know, I've also kept that same stance when I've gone in. I've lost contracts because I wouldn't wear a mask, and I've got kicked out of sites because I come to work and at a new site, and they're like, oh, you have to wear a mask. Now I can't wear that. It's not good for my health, whatever. And they're like, well, you can't work here, even though I had a contract with it. And I just let it go, and I move on, and I let God take care of it. But I have a standard, and my whole family has not worn a mask to any business, any store. And really the moral of the story is doing the right thing. And it's going to come at a cost. I've probably, you know, looking at the books and paperwork, walking away from my 19-year career and some of the contracts that I've lost, it's probably came out to about $150,000. But, you know, nothing is more important than my freedom. So that's pretty much just my encouragement to say,
wonderful.
You guys have to do the right thing.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Well, this type
of... Are you Scottish?
Maybe you're Scottish.
Scottish.
You got red hair?
I know there's some Irish
you like
in
the scrap?
Me, but I don't know about Scottish. Yeah, there you go.
Don't drink whiskey if that's the case. Don't be a whiskey drinker.
Yeah. They don't call it fire water for nothing.
There's a saying that God invented whiskey to keep the Irish from taking over the world or something like that.
Yeah,
Dave, that was beautiful, and it was inspiring, and I mean, it moved me. I mean, I hope it moved the audience. Conviction will win, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
Conviction will win. There is no power that they have that can overcome us collectively saying no.
Maybe wear a mask. It's against the Nuremberg decision. They can't. They don't have the authority. I don't care what they say. To smother you?
Well, because of the knowledge, you know, that I've learned over the years, and because of what Joyce did, it was really Joyce and having Deborah Tavares on was the very first interview I ever listened to about 8 years ago, and it blew my mind. And then this snowball effect has gone out throughout my family and my friends, and just to be a positive influence. And again, the Power Hour has solutions to the problems that are out there, whether it's medical or history or the guest speakers. Those solutions are life changing, and the bottom line is it is freedom.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely. Great story.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Freedom is spreading. I love it.
It is. We got a couple news stories.
You're welcome.
I want to go. Thank you so much, Dave. God bless you.
Thanks for calling. Great call.
I mean, that's an American, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes.
That is an American.
Give up your job and start a new one. I love it. Love it, love it, love it.
And what did he say?
The government tell you what they're going to do to you. When I flew home from you, I wore that mask for an hour. I was like, this is killing me. This is killing me.
Well, have you seen, and I try to be unbiased when I observe this, but I've seen it so many times that I really believe it. Have you seen people that wear a lot of masks and you can see on their face, it's like they've aged?
Yeah, they're not getting enough oxygen. Right.
Well, no, but it really does look like the age. Like you see people like, wow, you look a lot older. And maybe I do too. Maybe we all do. I don't know. But seeing them, it's like with that, they're wearing that mask and it just the look in their eye, I'm like, golly. It's like sucking the life out of you.
Yeah, it is sucking. I wore it for, I don't know, half an hour. Then I stuck my finger under it and then I pulled the cap over it and pulled it down underneath my nose. You know that lady came out and woke me up. You don't have your mask up over your nose. I said, what? What are you talking about? You know?
God,
these are
Nazis. Let's run through a few news stories before Joseph gets on. Ladies and gentlemen, the power is within you. The power is within you, and if you tap into this universal energy, I'm trying to say that. Say it secularly. I'll say it secularly. Sorry. We all have that. The energy's out there. Now say it religiously. Look, God's on your side. Petition God.
And if you read the Bible, we win in the end.
Well, I don't even want to talk about that. Talk about right now. God's a God for all time. And right now, we need him for right now.
We do. We need him
every hour. There's hymns about that. We need him every hour. Great hymn, by the way. Let's talk briefly about this SPAR document. Or I think it's SPAR 2528. Briefly, we got about 10 minutes. But we got several stories. So go ahead. Tell us about that, Kev.
Well, in the document, it says in 6 to 18 months, people are going to come down with all sorts of brain cancers, brain fog, encephalitis, swelling of the brain, or mad cow disease. And these are the people who took the two shots for the COVID vaccine. They're telling us right in their white papers what they're going to do. The CDC says and they're going to blame, everybody's going to be coming down with all these crazy diseases, and they're going to blame, the CDC, it says it's going to be another pandemic that they're going to start working on another vaccine to fix the problem that they caused with the other vaccines. So isn't this special?
New York Yankees on opening day. I hate the Yankees.
I love the Yankees.
I know you do.
Yeah, not anymore.
New York Yankees. Tell our audience what happened on opening day.
Okay. I was traveling, coming home from, your place and, my brother-in-law, downloaded the opening game of the Yankees. I said, oh, thank you very much for doing that. You know, I'm looking forward to watching the Yankees. So I turn it on, everybody's wearing a mask that's in the, dugout. And I'm going, oh, okay, they're wearing a mask. And, and then about, 2 or 3 minutes into the game, a lady, comes on and she goes, the Yankees, now the Yankees take the COVID very serious. And I'm going, okay, what's this about,
where's this going?
Yeah, everybody in the country is lightening up. Everybody is taking the masks off. And this lady comes on talking very serious and saying how the Yankees take it very serious. And they let 10,000 people into the game to watch the game.
Only it holds 10,000, holds about 60,000, but 60,000.
And they had to be socially distanced, and they had to have a vaccine. They wouldn't let them in without a vaccine or a current COVID test that was within the last couple weeks. And I, you know, I was, it was miffing me off a little bit. But then she goes, this really burnt me up. I almost shut it off, but I didn't, I have to admit, I didn't shut it off. But, she goes, all the baseball players, all the coaches, all everybody have to wear trackers. So if they come in contact with anybody who had COVID, they could contact track and track them down. I spun around. I jumped up and spun around three times, clicked my heels. I was so mad.
This, you know,
I haven't watched them since.
This talk of vaccine passports is a big story.
It's real.
This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. They're liars. When I say they, you can attach who, you know, you're not stupid. You know, I mean, they, whoever is pushing this.
They don't have the authority to do that. They don't have the authority to do that.
If they are allowed to do this, they are basically overriding about 1,500 years of common law. And that's what America's based on. You are innocent until proven guilty. They can't do experiments on you.
You have to give full knowledge and consent of what you're putting in your body.
And there's no way they know that. Yeah, there's no way they know that. I'm gonna read. I lost my train of thought. Where was I going with this? Some good news.
The Nuremberg trials.
Some good news. Hold on. Good news. Right. Texas, just like Florida, you know, Florida's governor came out. Texas has now came out and banned, banned vaccine passports. Arkansas has just pushed forward a law that ends all mask mandates in the state. Iowa has now joined 18 other states constitutional carry, which means you can conceal carry. You don't need some permit.
That's right. That's constitutional.
Ladies and gentlemen, no matter what image they're projecting to you on corporate media, I mean, that's why I'm telling you how important Sheriff Mack is. If there's somebody more important to our freedom in the future, I don't know who it is. One person, I don't know, besides God, you know, those kind of things. I don't know who it is. Because this, it's a virus. It's a brush fire. And it needs a little wind behind it.
That's
never
right.
Feel alone. Never feel isolated. Never feel put in a box because you're not. They're just not telling it to you. They're making you feel like you're a lunatic if you believe it. I don't care what they think. It's what
and
you
that's,
think.
That's their mandate. That's exactly how they separate everybody and make everybody worried and against themselves, put them against themselves. And Texas, here's another good story. Texas COVID case dropped to record low after scrapping mask mandate. The number of new Texas COVID cases has dropped to record low on the year in the week since the state removed the mask mandate, despite hysterical warnings from the mainstream media and the Biden regime that ditching the mask would result in mass casualties. It did just the opposite. Anything the government tells you, just believe the opposite, just about.
Well, start there. You'll be better off. I mean,
if you start with whatever they say
and believe the opposite, you'll find yourself.
Believe the opposite. You got a good shot at making it through life.
Yeah, here's something. Then this is from, ladies and gentlemen, the sheet that is being handed out. This is a grocery store that's doing the COVID shot. It's not a vaccine. It's a experimental gene mutation therapy.
That's exactly what it is.
This is straight from their literature that you can pick up when you go to get this if you are that foolish. Fact sheet for recipients and caregivers for the Pfizer BioNTech vaccine. From this is somebody picked up from, I'm not going to mention the grocery store, but quote, the Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is an unapproved vaccine that may prevent COVID-19. Hey, did you hear what I just said? That's not me saying this.
Yeah.
This is the literature that they're handing out to the people lining up to take this. Okay.
And they said they didn't do it on any animal studies. They lie. They tested it on ferrets. They tested it on ferrets, and it killed all the ferrets.
We got two minutes, Kev. Hold on. Did you hear what the one rat said to the other? I heard about this shot. Are you going to take it? And the other rat says, well, I'm going to wait for the human trials to see what comes of it. Anyway, let me finish with this sheet. This is the sheet that they hand out for people wanting to get this shot. Quote, the duration of protection against COVID-19 is currently unknown. That's not me saying this. This is a direct quote from the sheet. Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine is still being studied in clinical trials. In fact, the studies aren't, they're due to be done like winter 2023 and 2022 for the different ones. There's a couple different ones. Quote, report vaccine side effects to the vaccine adverse event reporting system, VAERS, and they give a number. And why? Well, because the vaccine is still being studied, so you should report your side effects. Don't you get it? FDA, here's another quote. This is the sheet that you can get at a grocery store around here if you want to go get the COVID shot.
Yeah.
This is what it says. Quote, FDA may issue an EUA, you ask what an EUA is, emergency use authorization, when certain criteria are met, which include that there are no adequate approved available alternatives. This is the part, as damning as the rest of this is the part that hit me, I went through the floor on. Now you know why they were so hell-bent on not allowing hydroxy to be prescribed or ivermectin. There had to be no known prescription or treatment for them to pull this over your eyes.
Yep.
Wow! Joseph Meyer on the other side. Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, New Manna Foods, Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? ThePowerMall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at ThePowerMall.com today.